Well, for a second there, Chick Hernandez is with us now from Comcast Sportsnet. We had a little difficulty getting Chick, and I thought maybe by some chance you were trying to get Billy Cundiff into witness protection. Any truth there?
That makes me laugh, I'll admit. Yeah, he had a little tough day, but as I said on our air yesterday, look, you can if as long as you make the last one, you're good to go.
So
I'm sure that this Mike Shanahan might bring another kicker just on the off chance that he wants to change his mind about this thing. But look, the guy made a kick when he had to. It's his 10th game-winning kick of his career. Just a bad, as Brian Mitchell told me, sometimes you just have one of those days, and he had one of those days that didn't cost them the game.
Yeah, Mike Shanahan did make sure to throw in that little employment jab though.
Absolutely.
We saw two different teams in two different halves. It looked very promising the first half. We all thought the defense maybe wasn't as bad as the label that had been attached to them earlier this year, but the second half, it all unraveled. What were you guys talking about as to what happened?
Well, Tampa Bay made some adjustments, the same thing the Redskins did last week to the Bengals. They made some adjustments that, and quite frankly, they're not, the defense does not have all their tools. You know, they lose Brandon Merriweather, who was just about to play his first game, to a collision in pregame, re-hurts his knee. So I just think the defense, they've got a lot of work to do. There's some issues there in that secondary, and you hope it gets ironed out, because it's right now what's happening with this Redskins offense is unprecedented. It's the number one scoring offense in the league. When's the last time we had that? A very long time ago.
I believe, Chick, this guy RG3 is the real thing. He can do anything, and that ability to bring them down and get at least an opportunity for a second week in a row at what would turn out to be, in this case, the winning field goal. I think they saved their season. What do you think?
Well, look, I mean, Robert is one of those rare commodities. We looked at the numbers after the first four weeks of the season. He's the highest-rated rookie quarterback ever. He's topped the likes of Jim Kelly and Warren Moon, two Hall of Famers. I'm not saying Robert's going to be a Hall of Famer, but what we have here is something that is just so different, something we've never seen here, as far as the Redskin family goes. Joe Theismann was a pretty good running quarterback. This guy, forget about it. This guy will put his – my only fear is he is going to put his body in a place that it shouldn't be, and we're going to lose him. But the competitive nature of Robert Griffin III is too strong to stop him from, protecting his own self.
Yeah, and the wits to match the athleticism as well, having the helmet go out, all that stuff. I mean, he shows that he's just a brilliant guy and not just a brilliant athlete.
How about that? You're getting ready for the final drive, and all of a sudden the helmet goes out, so you can't communicate with your coaching staff, and you got to call half the plays yourself. But this kid was in the playbook. By the time the Redskins made the trade to get the pick to pick him, he was already in that playbook. They'd give it to him, and he is as we well know by now, a very smart individual, graduated from college in 3 years. As just something we have not seen here in a long time, and it's going to save them a lot, his brain more than his legs sometimes.
Yes, absolutely. And before you go, Chick, can't ignore the performance of our sixth-round running back, Alfred Morris.
I don't even know. I know that Mike Shanahan is famous for being able to get something out of a running back that you didn't expect. But this kid is so grounded, as is Robert. You have two of the more grounded rookies in the National Football League. And Alfred gets his career-high 113 yards. We haven't looked at all the numbers yet, but we're talking after four games, four touchdowns. It's really amazing. And those two, they're the first pair of rookies to have four touchdowns in the first four games ever in the National Football League.
Awesome.
Unbelievable. Totally different vibe this year.
Yep.
Absolutely loving it. Comcast Sportsnet's Chick Hernandez, thanks for joining us this morning.
You're welcome.